Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Amen. Welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Hope you're having a great day out there today, and we want to thank the Lord. I've got the Coates family up, and they're getting ready to come sing for us. Let me tell you about Jesus. Hope it'd be a blessing to you. You know, I was thinking today about what John the Baptist said. He said, I must decrease and he must increase. I'm telling you, I want the Lord to increase more and more in my life. And when it's all said and done, hope everybody sees Jesus in me. Amen. All right, the Coates family singing
Let
for us
me
now.
Tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
What a wonderful Savior.
What a wonderful Savior.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
Let me tell you about Jesus.
How he saved my soul and he made me whole. Well, he took away my burden.
He took away my burden.
Yes, he took away.
Corinthians chapter number 4, Paul's speaking here. He said this, he said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, notice that right there, we have this ministry. Friends, I want you to know that tonight that you and I have a ministry. I'm not talking about preaching. I'm talking about we have a ministry, amen? You and I have the ministry to get the gospel around the world. It's our responsibility as a saved child of God. It is our responsibility to get the gospel out. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. Now, with a ministry comes great responsibility. And with a ministry comes a great duty and respect and all of those things. Burden, you could say. Amen. There's a weight that's carried with the ministry, amen, of getting the gospel out. How many have got some, tonight, you've got somebody in your, maybe in your immediate family that you know is lost? You know that if they was to die tonight, they'd probably end up in a place called hell. And so when we talk about this ministry, your responsibility and all of those things, you're carrying that weight of this gospel and you're trying to get it to them. This ministry. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, notice this, I want you to underline the word mercy here. As we have received mercy. I love that, don't you? Amen. The only reason why I get to do what I do is because of mercy tonight. Amen. But notice the next three words, we faint not. Now there's, I don't know about you, but we're living in a day, friend. It's not easy. Let's continue reading the text and we'll get into it here in just a moment. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. That's the old life. not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, God's showing you some things. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, notice this, it is hid to them that are lost. Have you ever noticed when you begin to talk to your relative that's lost, they have no clue. They're not on the same page as you. You're talking, but it's almost like a blank slate. They just can't get it, amen. I remember, Brother Roddy, I remember when you got saved by the grace of God. He said, praise God, we're going to fill this church. I know where all the lost people's at. You remember you said that? But to them, what you've experienced is this. It's hidden to them. They can't see it. So how is it, how can these people that are, they're lost, amen, they don't know, they've not been given the light. So how is it that they all of a sudden, one day, they just all of a sudden get it? It's through Holy Ghost conviction, amen. That's the only way anybody can be saved, amen. You can't just make it happen, amen. You can't just one day flip the light switch on and say, all right, today you're going to get saved. No, I will tell you, every man has an appointed time with death, but every man has an appointed time for a spiritual birth, amen. And so, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Look at verse 4. In whom the God of this world is who? Satan, amen, Satan, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Have you noticed that Satan seems to all the time be keeping their mind going on something? Their mind's all the time going on something, some stress, some thing, some fun, some whatever. It's all the time. And I tell you, you got to be careful as a child of God because it'll do the same thing to you too, amen. So he said this, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. There's a reason why they can't see this light, and the reason why that they can't see this light is because they've been blinded by the devil. Now think about that for just a moment. How is it that the devil blinds our eyes? Well, he blinds our eyes through sin, amen. And he constantly is there presenting those things in the areas of fun and gain and all of that. Look at verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ. In other words, I'm not up here saying, praise God, come to Philip Youngblood. Amen. Come to my ministry and come to this. I'm not up here preaching about me, amen. No, I'm talking, it would be absolutely profitless, amen, for you to come worship me, amen. You guys are a whole lot better than I am anyhow, amen. For you to worship me, I'd be crazy. But notice what he says right here. He says there in verse 5, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Now that's totally different. And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, that's talking about in the very beginning. He commanded the light to shine in the middle of darkness. Hath shined in our hearts. Listen, what do you remember what we was talking about there, that lost man? It's here to those that are lost. Amen. All of a sudden now, one day, when that individual, I believe it's something like this, when that individual begins to listen, when he begins to become a seeker of the things of God, and he begins to hear what Christ has done for him, he is then attracted to the things of God through Holy Ghost conviction. And when upon the motion, the movement of him bowing himself and giving it all to God, that's when God turns the light on in his life. Amen. And all of a sudden, everything begins to sing. I mean, man, the birds sing a new song, amen, and the sun looks a different way, and everything changes in your life from that very moment when God turns the light on. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give this light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Notice verse 7. I find verse 7 to be somewhat of a mystery, and I hope that you can get a hold of it. Now, I want you to know this. I've not premeditated all this stuff today, amen. God seemed to give me this in a car on the way over here, all right? So I want you to see this very clearly. Look at verse number 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, What's he talking about? What in the world is he talking about? Can I tell you, this is an earthen vessel. It's not a heavenly vessel, thank God. Hallelujah. I'm glad it ain't. It aches and pains. I got bee stung today 3 or 4 times, and it hurts bad, and my wife's like, quit being a wimp. But man, I tell you, I don't like getting bee stung, all right? It hurts, you know. It's an earthen vessel. Gets old. Gets tired. Gets grumpy. I'm in an earthen vessel. But notice, he said that I have a treasure in this earthen vessel. It's not just an earthen vessel. No, I have a treasure in this earthen vessel. Look at verse 7. That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Can I talk about this treasure for just a moment? About this treasure that I have in this earthen vessel. It's this. It's the sweet Holy Ghost. So when you can be the lowest, because you have this treasure in this earthen vessel, in the middle of everything else that's going on around you, I mean, man, you're about to pull your hair out, but you're not about to pull your hair out because you got a helper with you. Someone who's bringing you help. Somebody who's bringing you peace. Somebody who's bringing you satisfaction. Somebody who's making you say, it's going to be all right. It's just for a little time. A treasure in an earthen vessel. Now, I don't know about you, but anybody ever competed in sports? Any? Some of you have. All right, good. You've ran some type of race of some sort. Now, can I ask you a question? It always helped a little bit to have somebody on the sideline saying, hey, you're going to make it. Hey, man, keep it going. Hey, man, you're going to do all right. Keep going on. You're out there. Amen. I got one on the inside of me. Listen to me. And I get down. I've said it today 3 or 4 times. I could just quit and blah, blah. I just had one in belly 8 days, and then I got this. And God said, here, look. God seemed to help me out of the darkness. And I began to see, hey, wait a minute. That's right, thank God. I've got a helper on the inside. I'm not by myself no more. I've got a help on the inside, and God's helping me. God's been with me. God's not forsaken me. He's there all the way through. Notice verse number 8, and you've got a pen. You want to underline this tonight. We are troubled on every side. Let me see the show of hands tonight. It feels like it. You're surrounded tonight by something. Amen. We're troubled on every side. I don't know about you, but how many's got trouble? if it's not financial, it's something to do with a mechanical device. If it's not mechanical, it's something house carpentry related. If it's not that, it's relationships. Amen. If it's not that, it's marriage. If it's not that, it's something all the time. We're troubled on every hand. Listen, I don't know about you, man. I'm like over here. John said this. He said, even come so some come quickly, Lord Jesus. I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but I've almost got the point where I'm with John. I'm about praying for even so come quickly, Lord Jesus. I know that the lost need to be saved. I want to see them get saved, but man, there's a point in the place where this trouble that surrounded us. I just want to go home, amen. I want to go be with the Lord Jesus. And the ones that I've been sitting beside, you know, men that are discouraged and are sick right now, they're just like this right here. I just wish I could get out of this thing. I want to go home. I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of the pain. I want to go home to be with the Lord. There's something on the inside saying it's better off over there. We're troubled on every side. But notice this right here. Yet not distressed.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.